All right, there's not a lot of football happening around the Upper Hunter, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about it. And we always like to catch up with Ryan Frommel of the Scone Mustangs to see how the season is coming along. Ryan, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andy. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Mustangs, certainly with your seniors side, going along rather nicely this year.
Yeah, sitting on top of the table, which is good. We've got a four-point gap up there at the moment, which is really pleasing. So it's you know, a lot to look forward to as we move into the finals end of the season, the exciting end of the season. A couple of our junior teams are going well as well. So, mate, for a little club and a little town, you know, we certainly punch above our weight.
Because of all the weather this week, all the local football has been called off. But is this a good timing to have a bit of a break?
It is, mate. Yeah, we've typically, with our all-age or men's teams, you know, you start getting the niggles, a few injuries, a few knee joints start aching. So it is probably handy to have this weekend. It was actually a spare weekend this weekend as well. But given all the rain that we've had this season, they had rescheduled games for this week, which have now been rescheduled again.
And also, especially given what's happened over the last couple of years, like you haven't actually been able to complete a full season for a little while. Players must have been, must have been a bit harder for them to play through an entire year.
Yeah, that's probably part of it. We had a real stop-start season over the last couple of years. We did persevere through COVID. Not all clubs did.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it always saw the final series cancelled. So we could never have that final square up in the grand finals and things like that. But it's really promising this year. There's a little bit of resilience, I think, amongst teams because we are used to that stop start. It's just another issue, and we continue to roll on and just roll with the punches.
Ryan, can you put your finger on the reasons for your success so far this year on top of the table? You had an influx of new players or anything?
We have, mate. Yeah. Our Solomon Island and Vanuatuans, who are in force up at the abattoir at Scone, mate. Solomon Islands and Vanuatu were old British possessions, so their number one sport over there, thankfully, is football, or the soccer brand of football. So the energy level, mate, that they have bought, the skill levels, which is quite surprising. It is really exciting. There's such a good vibe around the club. We combined with a really new committee and some funding and things like that, we're really going ahead really well, and that is sort of the cherry on top, getting these beautiful Islander people who just love it, mate. They're exciting to watch, mate. I encourage anyone to come up. We've got one more home game, and that'll be on the 30th of July. So I'd encourage people to come up. It's actually fun if you like football. You should see some of these guys. It's a really multicultural team as well. We've got our local blokes and a real mix, mate.
That's what sport's meant to do, isn't it? It's meant to bring people and cultures together.
Oh, mate, absolutely. It's always football's always been a gateway sport. It is the world game.
Yep.
And people up here would otherwise. There's kids young men, I should say, who. Mate, would otherwise sit at home, and we're really bringing them out and becoming part of the community. And to me, that's really important, and as a community, it's really important to welcome people. And, I mean, that's not just our Solomon Islanders or anyone like that. We've got some Thai people, we've got some Nepalese people, Turkmen, it's a really lovely thing to see, you know, that everyone gets along and as a team, and it's got a real good vibe going this year, and which is built on from previous years.
Ryan, one last question before I let you go. I just wanted to see or get your thoughts on the Upper Hunter Shire Council's, backflip, if you will, on the increasing of the field hiring costs. Are you happy with the decision that they made?
Yeah. It is. It's a good decision. They did miss an important step of community consultation. They probably would have, had they engaged in that, realised how people felt. It's strongly and widely felt, and it was going to have an adverse impact on not just us, but pretty much every code in the Upper Hunter Shire. We appreciate and acknowledge as a club that, prices have to move. It is just life. Things go up, unfortunately. But the 400% jump was really significant to go up in 1 year. And that's really contrary to some of their other policies of encouraging a healthy lifestyle and getting your community out there and active and engaged. And as we were talking about that sort of inclusive stuff with some of our local guys, you know, it was really contrary to that. And it would have worked against that because it would have sent fees through the roof, and a lot of people would have just sat home.
Yeah.
I mean, conversely, you know, you look at some places in Sydney, and I know it's chalk and cheese, and those councils in Sydney and in other parts of New South Wales are quite wealthy when they're compared to the Upper Hunter Shire, but they've actually waived fees for a lot of sports now because I guess they're in a position that they can, but that is to really build and reinforce that that mindset of implementing a healthy community or an active community and getting everyone involved, mate. Like, it's Muswellbrook, Scone, we're country towns, you know. There's not always a lot to do, and sport is so central to it, everything. You know, regardless of what code it is, we should really be pushing for kids and adults even. You know, there's all those competitions that are coming back out now, over 35s and things, walking versions, touch versions, all of that. You know, so we really need to encourage that, and that was a disappointing part, amongst a few other things, but that was a disappointing part, that it runs contrary to everything as a society and as a community, a broader community in Australia, we're trying to do and get people active.
Yeah, I quite agree, and I don't think there was a single sporting group out there who weren't happy that the Upper Hunter Shire Council did the backflip on the costs. Hey, Ryan, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat. Good luck in that final home game at Bill Rose Sport Complex on the 30th of July, although I'm sure we'll speak around finals time, mate.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, mate. I appreciate your time, Andy.